Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Dumb Bleep of the Week, Charlie.
The day that we talk about the dumbest thing, the live group, the Fed Haters Club, who we've been talking to now for 20 minutes beforehand, before starting this episode.
That's a privilege they pay for.
They've got all the tea from Charlie's life. Well, not quite all of it, but someday maybe they'll have the rest of it. You know, anyway,
yeah.
We've been hanging out with them, and now they're going to get the vote on what the dumbest thing was this week. The winner will get the Dumb Bleep of the Year.
When I was in Knoxville on Wednesday night, there's about 6 hours of my life that I can't recall.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know why, you got to join the live group.
You got to be in the group.
Yeah, join gmail.com.
Okay, well, let's get into the dumb. There's an honorary dumb, so we got to get right into it, Charlie. I don't know if you heard the news. This is honorary. We don't have to vote on it.
Oh,
it's okay.
No.
This is zero. Dumb Bleep number zero. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was a trailblazer for women in the U.S., she blazed too many trails. And she made it to the ripe old age of 90, and she's dead.
Mm.
So that's
we hate death.
Not a fan of death, okay? Mm. She was still in the Senate. I think that she's going to be in favor of the government shutdown, from what I can tell. I don't know, because she's... we'll see.
Well, actually, she's just not going to vote. She's going to abstain.
The Senate already passed a bill that, by the way, had $45 billion for Ukraine, and I'm pretty sure it's a ridiculous amount of money.
Actually, I did find out about this, but you want to know how I found out?
How?
From Babylon Bee's headline, which is, Feinstein's death won't affect her reelection campaign.
It's probably true. That's part of the dumb part. She shouldn't have still been in the Senate. She had already given power of attorney to her daughter, I believe, although she could still vote on spending billions of dollars that was stolen from people. We disagree with basically everything she ever stood for, except for, you know, like women's rights, equality, or whatever it is that she stood for. But there's plenty of other people that are still standing for that and have stood.
Well, we sat for that.
Yeah.
We didn't stand.
We did. It would have been wrong for us to stand for that.
Because I don't have a uterus.
So she, you know, I was looking up some stuff on her, big on the assault weapons ban back in 94, I believe, when they did it. So she was big into that. She had some...
She backed Biden on his crime bill.
She had some not kind words to say about Edward Snowden in 2013, saying that he needed to come back and face the music, and you know, some kind of dumb things about that. But in general, she is someone who has been living off of stolen money for a long time. She's been insider trading for a long time. Several reports about that. And she allocates, as I said on Twitter, she misallocates money that was taken from workers' paychecks against their will under threat of imprisonment. So in general, I don't really like her a lot. I didn't really like her.
Yeah.
Still don't, but I didn't also beforehand either. But she's dead, so we don't have to talk about her anymore. Let's get on to Dumb Bleep number one. You got any kind words to say about someone who died today?
No, just that. Okay. I just said I hate death. I mean, you know, I kind of wish she would have left the Senate a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then she could have died in peace, maybe.
Yeah.
But now she'll be scrutinized.
All right. So Dumb Bleep number one, real quick, because we already talked about this earlier in the week, but it's worthy of mentioning on Dumb Bleep of the Week. And we'll go back to the time that the Canadian Parliament honored an actual Nazi. Okay, we talked about this on Monday, I believe. But they were honoring this guy because he continues to fight for Ukraine. And turns out when he was fighting for Ukraine, he was an actual Nazi in the Waffen SS way back in the day. And they had to apologize for it. They were embarrassed.
Which turns out to be one of the most brutal.
Apparently.
Yeah. Like their unit was pretty brutal.
Seems like it.
A lot of dehumanizing stuff they did.
Nazis saw them and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a little too far, my friend.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau.
He's just cheering on his grandchildren, you know, in Ukraine.
Justin Trudeau is blaming the fact that that Zelensky honored a Nazi, talking about Russian disinformation. So this is all part of number one right now.
Yes. Daisy said, whoops, they did not see that coming.
There you go.
Bang.
Extra bonus points.
I love good dad jokes.
That's good. Justin Trudeau was blaming a lot of talk around it on Russian disinformation, and of course, probably has to do with people talking about Nazis in Ukraine as well. Not that there are any actual Nazis in Ukraine,
but there are.
For the Ukraine, are there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Yeah, you're right. That's right, there are.
You're right about that. So we won't spend too much time on Dumbleep number one, since we already spent like 25 minutes on it earlier in the week. So let's move on.
This is what I hate about the left so much.
Yes.
It's just the inconsistency. You know, it's like, if you hate Nazis, let's just hate them all. Right, and I feel like that would be a fine thing to hate.
I'm in agreement with hating Nazis.
That we should stop sending them money.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the least we. Somebody could say like, "Hey, do you know you're sending money to Nazis?" And they'd be like, "Oh, we don't want to do that because they should be consistent." But no, you don't have to have any logical consistency when you're part of the left. It's just we're just going to push this agenda and we'll spin it however we want to. I just, you know, what happened to the anti-war left?
I just wonder if we're going to end up fighting Ukrainian Nazis someday in the future. You know how we end up fighting against our own weapons and people that we funded in other parts of the world? I wonder if eventually we'll be warring with Ukrainian Nazis that are using billions of dollars of American weaponry. Just someday in the future. I'm not sure.
Probably.
We'll see. Probably not, because they're from Ukraine, so they're good Nazis. Number two, Nicole Hannah-Jones. It's not exactly what she said here. It's some of the responses to it. There's a picture of a map, if you're listening. On the radio right now is a picture of a map, and she says, "The richest man ever to live was a black African king named Mansa Musa. His was one of the largest empires of the world at the time." Isn't that impressive? I find that to be very impressive. I mean, it's great for equality. They had great DEI scores. You know, everything was good back then. Mansa Musa also happened to be one of the largest mass enslavers in the history of the world. And right here, 1324, he embarked on the pilgrimage across Egypt to Mecca, bringing 12,000 slaves in tow. It's actually one of the reasons that he was the richest man to ever live. Just so you know, not the slavery part. That's not important. What's important is that he was a black king. Someone mentioned in the comments here that African kings made white people look like amateurs when it came to enslaving people. And then we get a defense of African enslaving kings. And what do they say, Charlie?
So as long as you're black, it's okay to enslave you.
Since when is it okay to defend someone who enslaved thousands of people? When is it okay, Charlie?
Right now, from this guy, I guess.
The answer is when the enslaver was a black person. Then.
Yeah.
You should defend it.
Well, that's part of reparations.
I guess so.
Yeah. So Ken Lee Partito defends slavery, saying, "Hardly. There was nothing in Africa like the Atlantic slave trade. Their slavery wasn't near as bad as our slavery."
No, that was the good kind of slavery.
Yeah.
Like those good kind of slavery in Ukraine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The kind of slavery you would strive for. Many societies had some form of slavery. It's just mostly peaceful slavery.
When you are defending a black slaveholder, you are allowed to use the argument, Charlie, that many societies across history had slavery. Okay?
You can't make this stuff up. But Atlantic slavery, I'm guessing the Atlantic slave trade, slavery was far more brutal, reducing people to property because those other slaves... They didn't have no master.
No. You know? No, they weren't property. They were free to come and go as they pleased.
They were reduced to things and also racialized. Other types of slavery did not necessarily pass on permanently.
Oh, the slavery. Okay, I got you. So, just in case you're wondering, it wasn't all that bad for those slaves.
All the other forms of slaves, yeah.
It's the Atlantic slave trade. That's the bad one. And you've got to make excuses for all of the other slave trades that there were around the world. Okay.
All right. Makes total sense.
I love it. That's great. And this, by the way, like the post came from Nicole Hannah-Jones, who's famous right now most for the 1619 Project. So that's just in case you're wondering.
Ironic that you would make that post.
It's kind of weird. Don't you think? Since
is she having some sort of epiphany?
The history
right now,
of America begins with slaves coming over, and then she's talking about the richest man in the world in history being a black man, and it turns out that he also was like one of the biggest mass enslavers in all world history. Gloss over that part, not a big deal, you know.
Interesting.
So does that mean America actually started in 1324, you know?
We should write a book.
All right, number three, you can't have a
1324 project.
Can you have a Dumb Bleep without Nina Turner?
No.
The answer is yes, but it wouldn't be as good as this one, because this one has Nina Turner.
All right.
What's she got, Chuck?
She tweets, or X's, whatever you say now.
Well, can we just agree to call it something?
I still say tweet.
Can we just say tweet?
Listen to this insight. Rest is a human right. Vacations are a human right.
Amen.
Retirement is a human right. Now, do you remember two idiots with microphones ever talking about the fact that once you start declaring these things a right, everything's going to become a right?
Everything's a right.
I don't know if you remember that, but no, I'm pretty sure years ago,
probably was.
I heard these two dumb idiots with microphones say something like that. As people, we are not meant to work all day, every day, until we die. It's inhumane and unnatural.
Okay, we could probably spend the rest of the episode tearing this apart.
This stuff?
I don't know. Like, I think she's asked ChatGPT to say dumb things for her, and then she puts it into a Twitter tweet. A tweeter.
Like Twitter says here in the live group, fudge rounds are a human right. We'll just keep going down the line. Why stop there? You know?
So, let's say, so rest.
This is all, by the way, before she ever put food.
Now, that's true. Now, what's really important here is, first off, she's still talking about the UAW strike. That's what she's talking. She's talking about striking union workers, because that's what most of these people are talking about when they're making their tweets right now. But the important part is that she even said unnatural at the end of this tweet. And it is completely natural for a human being to have to work until every day until they die. That's actually like the most natural thing for a human being. What's unnatural is ever getting to rest or take a vacation or retire.
Exactly.
That's unnatural.
Yes.
Inhumane. Those things are all inhumane technically, because they're not normal human traits. They're not things that we have unless we work for them. We have to earn those things.
And we built a society in such that it's become this easy to live and be out of shape and retire and all of these things that we have. Because you just go back a couple hundred years, I mean, everyone was working all day, every day, just to put a couple kernels of corn on the table at night.
I know.
For your children who are likely going to die before they even turn six.
That's so true. You used to live that life.
Yeah.
You know, two kernels of corn. Yeah. That's it. We split it between the A and us. Just mix stuff up.
And your dad would take a bite out of it, spit it into a bowl, and then divvy it out.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And if you were lucky, he would spit one in your mouth, like an extra one, like they do at the hibachi. In fact, that's where they came up with that.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not desirable for people to be able to take vacations. I've taken six this year. Okay. So I've taken vacations to rest. I'm going to go rest after this, or to retire. I'm not retiring yet, okay? But you have to earn it, or you're going to force someone else to pay for those things for you. And you know what they can't do during that time? They can't vacation or rest or retire, because you're forcing them to subsidize the things that you apparently have as a human right.
Well, she's black, so she probably can institute nice slavery.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
So...
All right, everyone.
I see where this is all tied together.
Whole thing tied together. You know, it is also definitely not tied together is this next story right here. Charlie, go ahead.
All right. New California law raises minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 per hour, among nation's highest.
So we get a $20 an hour minimum
wage.
Nina Turner switched to fighting for $25 now.
I remember we read this article like 6 months ago.
About this.
And I went off and just said, I hope they close
every
fucking business in California. Close them all.
Yep.
And then go get your $20 an hour. They all shut down.
I've had that feeling a lot lately. Some people might not like this because I know we got some union workers that listen. And, you know, we talked about trucking the other day and we got truckers that listen, especially being on the radio, by the way, in like 140 different radio stations around the country, mm-hmm. by the way. We should introduce ourselves as the syndicated Charlie Thompson and just the syndicated Nathaniel Paul Thurston.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, it's too late to do that for this show, but we'll do it next time around. I've had that feeling a lot lately where, like you, I just hope all the restaurants close. I hope they all leave. You know what I hope happens with the car, with the manufacturers like GM and Ford and all that? I hope they close all of the factories and move them to a country where it's cheaper to do business. I sincerely hope that happens. Mm-hmm. I hope every one of the striking workers loses their job.
And then what? Then what are you going to do?
Then they will go get a job that pays them their market worth, their actual wage that they will be able to earn by asking a boss to pay them that or not get their services. They will actually get their market-based wage at that time.
I just don't understand where we this whole entitlement, like these companies owe us this certain thing. And look, I want people to make as much money as you possibly can. I'm all for that. I'm all for making as much money as you possibly can and increasing your own human capital value enough to you can demand whatever wage that you want and somebody would be forced to pay it for because you have the set of skills that they need.
Mm-hmm.
They need it to run the company.
Let's I guess, talk about that new law in California will raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour. When it takes effect April 1st, fast food workers in California will have the highest guaranteed base salary in the industry. The state's minimum wage for all other workers is $15.50 per hour. It's already among the highest in the United States, and $15.50 is already not enough money. This is what happens. You will, working at a fast food restaurant, you will always be strapped for cash unless you are living very, very frugally. Unless you're living at your means or below your means, and it's tough to do when you're not, when you're making $15 an hour or whatever, but that's what you're going to have to do. You are working one of the, you are working one of the lowest skilled jobs because anyone can come in and replace you. When you work somewhere, we're not any. You know what Charlie does?
By the way, there ain't no shame in it.
With the son, no,
I started at McDonald's.
Absolutely not.
My first real job.
There should be no shame in any of these jobs. You are providing a service to people. People have to eat. When I go through a restaurant, I'm going there because I'd rather do that than go sit down or go home and cook or do whatever. That's what I want.
Go hunting.
Go
farming.
I don't want to hunt. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And you're providing that service to me, but that doesn't mean that you can demand $20 an hour, of course, unless you're using a union to do that. But it doesn't mean you can demand that because anyone can come in and replace you. What Charlie does with the software and the coding and stuff like that, I personally cannot come in and replace Charlie what he does. If Charlie was working at McDonald's, I could immediately come in and replace Charlie doing what he does, only 6 inches shorter than he is.
The best compliment you've ever given me.
There you go.
On the radio.
Just a statement of fact.
Dan could.
Dan probably
could replace me.
We don't have to go through all the story. You guys get the idea. So California's fast food workers earn an average of $16.60 per hour, or just over $34,000 per year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's below the California poverty measure for a family of four. A statistic calculated. We don't have time to do it today, but I'm going to have to blow my top on the whole family of four thing again. Mm-hmm. Okay, because they find this narrow. This little narrow definition they want to use, family of four. Okay, well, what if we raise the wage to where a family of four is not in poverty? All right, well, what about this person's got a family of five? Okay, well, that's below poverty for them. That means you got to raise the wage. Well, this person's got nine kids over here. Well, they need to be getting paid $30 an hour to do this job. You should pay people based on the amount of bad decisions they've made in their life.
Yeah.
That's how you should do it.
Or bad they need the job.
Or their need. Not that people with a bunch of kids is always a bad decision. I'm talking about the people who, in that case, it is true, you know, which is most of them.
Like they keep having kids, even
when
they can't afford
them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And let me tell a quick personal story, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn here. I'm just trying to drive the point home. Okay. This just happened recently, by the way. I got a call from someone. So my company contracts with other companies to do software development work in a very particular niche. Okay. It's a very particular set of skills.
Just like Liam Neeson.
Yeah. And I'm pretty busy, so I can't join all the calls, but this particular client through this other company, it keeps requesting for me to be on the calls. And I just told him, like, hey, I can't make it to every single one of them because I have other calls that I have to be on. And he was like, well, you're like one of the highest paid companies that, in fact, you are the highest paid company that we contract with. And I didn't even respond to that because I'm just like, well, there's a reason why we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and then he followed it up with by saying, you know, you have the skills we need and the client keeps requesting you. And I'm like, well, that's why you pay me that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only reason.
That's okay? Why you could ask for more and get it.
Right. And if they could replace me, they would, but they can't right now till Dan shows up and then I'll be out.
Okay.
So I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to like toot my own horn there. I'm just saying if you increase your skills enough to a place, you're able to demand an increase in wage and people will pay it because they need it. So you have to be needed because labor is a commodity.
Sidebar. Have you ever considered how weird the saying toot your own horn is? Like, who else's horn are you supposed to toot?
I don't know.
We both played growing up playing trumpet.
We grew up. Yeah.
We both grew up playing trumpet.
And you had your mom as an English teacher.
Up in the sun. And she was great, gall darn it. Let me tell you what. So I ain't going to lie.
Good. We weren't allowed to say ain't.
We weren't.
Ain't wasn't a word.
We weren't, which I thought was stupid. You know, another word that we couldn't say.
Yeah, we couldn't say that either.
Anyway, we both played trumpet, and I never tooted your horn. That would have been weird. You tooted your own, and I tooted mine, too.
It's weird for you to say that, even.
Just saying.
Yeah. How many people out there are tooting other people's horns now? Bunch of horn.
Horn tooting SOBs out there.
Horn tooting going on.
Okay, don't believe that was number four, by the way, the $20 an hour minimum wage. Coming up, we got four more dumb bleeps to go through, and they are some doozies. Which one's going to win? That depends on what the live group decides. So you want to make sure you're there for that. And also join the live group by going to joingml.com. Joingml.com. It's only $6 a month, okay? And you can hang out with us. You can send in submissions for the show. We can even vote on your submission on a show like today's Dumb Bleep of the Week. GML, by the way, stands for Good Morning Liberty. That's our podcast that Charlie and I do every single day of the week. But on Tuesday nights, we are known as Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a 3-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached by tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. The man who orchestrated the ousting of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker is already listing a possible successor.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said he thought Steve Scalise of Louisiana would make a great speaker. Gaetz cautioned that he believes picking a new speaker is a while away. And just a reminder, the National Emergency Alert Test is set for tomorrow, Wednesday. This is according to FEMA. Every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next for us.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We're doing Dumb Bleep of the Week here on Liberty at Night, Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. Number five. Now, this is a...
What just happened?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
This is number five. Now, I will tell you, first off, I don't disagree with him doing this because I'm excited to see it crash and burn, and I want to see how terrible it goes.
Mm.
But some of the reasoning behind it is why this is going to be Dumb Bleep of the Week number five. A Democratic mayor of Chicago proposes government-owned grocery store for, quote, racial justice. This from the Daily Wire. Thanks, Ben.
Hmm.
Chicago's Democratic mayor has announced a partnership with a far-left nonprofit to advance his proposal of a government-owned grocery store, which he argues is needed for the sake of racial justice. Mayor Brandon Johnson said in a press release this month that the city-owned grocery store, which would be the largest of its kind in the U.S., is needed to address the exit of corporate grocery stores and promote food equity. He said, quote, food access, and why is the F in,
said,
I guess maybe it was.
He said ood?
It was lowercase.
I don't know.
Maybe it was lowercase to begin with, and now they uppercase it. I guess you have to mark that. Food access and security link directly to environmental and racial justice, Johnson's office said in the press release, adding that 37% of black residents and 29% of Latinx residents are food insecure.
That's a new one, though. It says Latinx.
Like But if you just take the slash out, you would just still be saying Latinx, actually.
I have to ask Costco and Daisy about that.
Residents, I've been learning Spanish on Duolingo, by the way. Not once has it put an X at the end of any of the words yet.
Because the whole language is either male or female.
I'm going to write a letter to the manager
of
Spanish, just so they know.
Mm.
37% of black residents and 29% of Latinx residents are food insecure, compared to 19% of residents overall. What the heck does food insecure mean anyway? Can we define this term, please?
I don't know.
I don't understand what this means. Are you food insecure?
Like you?
I don't know.
You don't have the ability, like, to get seconds?
I don't know.
I know. I don't understand.
The mayor's office argued that historic disinvestment has led to inequitable access to food retail across Chicago and noted that existing inequities have been exacerbated as at least 6 grocery stores closed on South and West Sides over the past 2 years. So grocery stores are closing because of all of the theft and the crime. Well, theft is also a crime.
Mm.
What other crimes? Aside from theft. Crime. I could just say crime, okay? That's why they've been closing.
It's already against the law.
Dangerous, insubordinate, unprofitable, and churlish to run a grocery store in these areas. All right? And so they're leaving. And this is another thing. I forgot to mention it earlier. Good. Get out. I love to see it, man. I love to see it. Every time I see a story about a store closing in one of these areas, I feel a little bit of happiness inside. I really do. And I know that that's terrible. I know it is.
What do you think happened to all these places? Like, we grew up not far from what was supposed to be the biggest city in the United States, Cairo, Illinois. It's where two rivers meet, and they're all focused together, whatever. Back in the day, they had all these beautiful mansions there, and you could probably buy a mansion right now for about $50,000 in Cairo. So if you guys want to live in a mansion...
That'd be like a higher end mansion up there.
But what happened to Cairo? Well, crime.
Mm.
Crime happened, and all the businesses were like, nope, not going to be here.
Out of here.
Yep.
Another bad thing for Cairo is that it borders Kentucky and Missouri, two places that are much better for doing business than Illinois is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a business, why would you locate in Cairo when 2 miles that way is a state that's way more friendly to people who want to do business? You just go over there. That's what you would do,
yep.
And that is what people did. So, good. Do it. I actually want to see how terrible this goes. By the way, they have to talk about racial justice and food equity because they know that this grocery store is not going to make money. It's going to be a heavily subsidized grocery store, and the taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill for it. And therefore, they have to say, well, it's racist if we don't have this. This is to help underserved communities and inequities that have been exacerbated by these evil corporations. Mm. And that's why they have to word it all this way, because they know it's going to be a big money hole because people are just going to go in there and steal crap all the time.
And all the while, obesity is at an all-time high in America.
Yeah.
Just help explain this to me. I'm not saying that people in America don't miss a meal or are hungry sometimes. Okay. But if you want to know what hunger actually looks like, you can go to Djibouti.
Yeah, true. True thing. Although I wasn't
look,
hungry.
I mean, look at me. You're right, Costco. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Not hungry.
Yeah.
Well, you might be hungry right now. I don't know. I'm kind of hungry right now.
No.
By the way, in Djibouti...
When you picture obesity,
you look at Charlie.
Look at me. I am the American version of...
Obesity.
Of...
Actually, not at all.
Security.
When you look at, not at all. Anyway, what I was trying to say is in Djibouti, I wasn't hungry because we were eating at government buildings that whole time, and they have plenty of food. Just spreads, man. All the shrimp you can eat, you know. I looked out there, I said, I bet there's shrimp all in these waters, and it turns out there was.
Well, they weren't in the water anymore. No, they were on your plate.
You know, we had plenty of food. Okay.
Shrimp gumbo.
You know what else is racist?
Chicken fried shrimp.
Chicken fried shrimp?
Mm.
Chicken fried shrimp.
I bet metal detectors.
Metal detectors are racist, and there's an important question here, Charlie.
Mm.
Can you ask it?
I don't know.
Ask this question.
Mm. Will weapon detectors at Salt Lake High schools disproportionately affect students of color?
That's an important thing. That's definitely not a racist question to ask, by the way.
Mm-mm.
But if you're looking for weapons on people... They're just saying, okay, we're worried that a lot of black people are going to get in trouble.
Profiling.
Okay,
profiling.
It could be.
Salt Lake City High Schools will begin staffing weapon detectors after fall break, but some parents and few Salt Lake City school board members worry the technology might have an outsized impact on students of color. Is that because students of color are carrying weapons?
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter what color the student is.
If there's a disproportionate outcome, that means it's racist.
The Salt Lake City School Board recently approved the use of state funds for a one-year contract with security firm PAL American to staff machines at East, West, and Highland High Schools, as well as these other places. The costly and controversial measure is still uncommon in the majority of the country's high schools, even as school shootings continue to impact tens of thousands of U.S. students. A number of school safety experts warn that security measures like metal detectors are not a safety guarantee and instead can be detrimental to students, especially those from communities of color.
Mm.
We have to protect the kids.
Yeah.
But not like that.
Some of the reasoning, by the way, the only reason that the student will be stopped is if the machine beeps. That's independent of what the student looks like, who they are. That's what the person's trying to say to.
Well, I'm just saying this is what happens at Prez games to Bridgestone Arena when we go in,
yeah,
watch all these concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just people of color. They're
they have a bus out there that they are for arresting all the black people as they're going into the concert
before they even make it to the metal, because they know the metal detector is going to go off.
Yeah. They just voluntarily walk up on there. So it's not slavery
because it's so big.
Yeah.
Metal detectors go off.
I just got that. It took me a second.
What up, my drag people?
Okay, we'll skip over the rest of this article here. Listen, I think metal detectors in schools are a pretty good idea. It's not going to stop your typical mass shooting where someone, a lot of times, like these big ones, it's not even someone who went there, or maybe they used to go there, or whatever it is. Someone comes in with a couple AR-15s. They might make it past the people at the metal detectors, okay? But we have seen stories of these. Actually, there was a shooting where someone was trying to bring in a gun, and I believe it was in, I'm going to butcher it, maybe Colorado, where someone was trying to bring in a gun, got into an altercation with the person that was staffing the metal detector as they were trying to bring in a gun. That person did get shot, but it prevented the person from bringing the gun into the school and shooting a bunch of other people. And so that's still better.
Yeah.
Not for that person that was working there, but hopefully they're okay. I'm not sure. Okay, let's move on to dumb bleep number 7. Now, the reason this is dumb, there's a clip here of Ron DeSantis, Meatball Ron, Rob DeSantimonious.
Is that his name?
That's been one that they've called him.
Meatball Ron.
He calls him Rob sometimes, but I think it's hilarious, like to just give him a different name. I don't know.
Jeez.
It's pretty funny sometimes, I will say. Here's the clip of Ron talking about the deficit under Trump.
Is there another debate?
Wednesday night, I think, or Tuesday night.
Okay.
Or Wednesday night, yeah.
I missed it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And you know who else is missing in action? Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt. That set the stage for the inflation that we have now.
All right, so he's right about that.
He is right about that.
So I'm not saying that Meatball Ron is the dumb bleep. Okay, he is right. Trump should debate, although politically speaking, I guess he shouldn't. Like, if you're running this campaign, like, no, don't go do that. You know, it's only going to be a negative
for
you. I
want it for entertainment, though.
That's what I mean by should.
I'm sad that he's not up there making fun of people.
And
that'd be funny.
They did add a bunch of money to the national debt.
Because imagine how he would come in.
Oh, yeah.
To Ron DeSantis saying this.
That'd be pretty funny. Joe Biden, though, retweets this video and says, couldn't agree more.
Hmm.
And so you know who's really worried about adding a bunch of money to the national debt?
Joe Biden.
Is Joe Biden. He's very concerned about all the money that was added under Trump to the national debt. But I did do some digging earlier, and I made my own chart because I went through all the numbers. Couldn't find a specific chart to make the specific point I wanted to make right now. In the first 3 years of office, because Joe Biden has done 3 years of office, now, of course, big asterisk right there next to it, that doesn't include the COVID year. And so clearly we know that that's where a big bulk of the massive deficit adding to the debt came from. The first 3 years of office, in Trump's first 3 years, you can see on the graph here in orange. And with Biden's first three, you can see in some kind of green color. I probably should have changed the colors of the thing. But you've got around, say,
not orange. Trump is orange and this is not orange.
You've got around $2.5 trillion from Trump in his first 3 years that was added to the debt with deficits piling up each year. And you've got close to $6 trillion that was added from Biden in his first 3 years that he was in office. So, and if Biden runs the same deficit again next year, which it probably will just be worse, more than likely, then he'll end up with more added to the debt in his first term, only term.
Maybe he was just agreeing that Trump should have been there.
Oh, okay. That's right. Maybe he should have debated.
Yeah, he's not worried about the money.
You're right. I missed that part. Yeah. He's not actually worried about the money.
Yeah. Okay. He's just upset that he's not getting it anymore.
Gotcha. Why did I hit escape right then? That's not what I need to do.
I don't know.
Okay, let's watch a video. New Prague.
This is number 8?
Yeah, this is number 8. New Prague. This is a school district in, I'm going to say, Minnesota. I think it's Minnesota. Pretty sure. There's a staff training video. And yes, it does depict white people technically as mosquitoes. It's talking about microaggressions, Charlie. Microaggressions. Do you remember what those are?
Mm-hmm. For people who still don't think that microaggressions are a problem.
Oh, you're so well-spoken.
Oh, just imagine, instead of being a stupid comment, a microaggression is a mosquito bite.
Ugh, it's a compliment.
Mosquito bites and their itch are one of nature's most annoying features. But if you're only bitten every once in a while...
No, where are you really from?
I have to first off say this, the first one. Now, they're basically showing people asking a bunch of dumb questions. Like, they're dumb questions that you don't ask people.
What's wrong with telling someone that you're well-spoken?
Well, if a white person says it to a black person, that means that typically black people aren't well-spoken.
I know a lot of people who aren't well-spoken, and they look... they're all kinds of colors.
What's funny is one of the best examples of this is when Joe Biden described Barack Obama as clean, articulate, and bright.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I believe those are the words he used.
And he's just as bright and
just as talented
as
Biden's kids.
Yeah, it's Biden's. Yeah.
From
Cleveland.
Sure, it's annoying, but it's not that big a deal. The problem is that some people get bitten by mosquitoes a lot more than other people. I mean, a lot more. Whether it's on a date.
Oh, your English is so good.
Excuse me? Going grocery shopping. You know, everything happens
for
a reason.
Oh, your English is so good.
Commuting to work.
So when are you going to have a baby?
Watching TV.
We have to keep the Redskins' name. It's part of our culture and history.
Going grocery shopping.
One of the bad things here is...
The Redskins.
Yeah.
Did you know that they're actually suing the Washington football team right now?
Who is?
The chief. Because they were getting paid for that logo, I'm pretty sure.
The chief, like the person who represented everyone who looked like that or what?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I
need to see it. Here's one that I thought was just really dumb. Someone said there's a guy in a wheelchair. A guy in a wheelchair, and this person, who is a mosquito, says, everything happens for a reason. So you see a guy in a wheelchair, and you want to say something like, well, you know, everything happens for a reason. That's a microaggression that makes you like a mosquito biting someone. Now, I happen to think that that's not one of the terrible things to say to someone in the video. Is it a true story?
It is true.
Is it really?
4 days ago. North Dakota Native Americans sue Washington Commanders after call for Redskins nickname returned.
All right, I'll have to look at that story.
You can't make this stuff up, man. Great. I'm telling you. It's so good.
Stopping. You know, everything happens for a reason.
I'm just buying apples.
Commuting to work.
So when are you going to have a baby?
Watching TV.
We have to keep the Redskins name. It's part of our culture and history.
Or just walking down the street with your partner.
I couldn't even tell you were gay.
Mosquitoes seem to pop up everywhere.
You know, John, give me shopping advice.
So bad.
I love Cher, too.
And getting bit by mosquitoes every day.
Cut
your hair
multiple times a day.
So pretty. Can I cut your hair?
It's annoying. That makes you want to go ballistic on those mosquitoes. It seems like a huge overreaction to people who only get bit every once in a while.
It's just a mosquito bite. Who cares?
Just another angry black one.
Of course, beyond just being annoying, some mosquitoes carry truly threatening diseases that can mess up your life for years.
Astrophysics? Maybe you should try this challenging major.
Ow. What a dream. Now, one of the microaggressions there was telling a kid, like, not to go for astrophysics, okay, because you go for something less challenging. What I want to see is someone come up, the mosquito bites, and says, hey, you're black, you're never going to make it anywhere in life unless you live off the backs of other people. How about that one? Yeah. Is that one in the video?
Yeah.
It's not going to be in there, is it?
Another mosquito carry strains that can even kill you.
It looked like he was up to trouble, okay? I felt threatened.
So next time you think someone's overreacting, just remember, some people experience mosquito bites all the time.
You're all so exotic. Wow.
And by mosquito bites, we mean microaggressions.
Can I complain about hating complaining?
That's actually where I was going to go with it. So, yeah.
I'm just so tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm just so, like, I'm always reminded that we just live in such a wonderful society. Like, it's just the miracle that surrounds us that videos like this can exist.
Mm.
You know? That somebody has time to put something as stupid as this together.
Yeah.
And then put it on the internet. Like, that's how good life is right now.
When it comes to microaggressions, like you said, first off, gratitude for where we are in life. Second, get the F over it.
Right.
Someone asks you a question that you didn't like. You think you're the only person that's ever been asked a question that they didn't like before? No.
Well, how many times have you been bitten, though, Nate? Come on.
I get bitten by mosquitoes all the time, man. Okay, I agree, Magoo. This video is worse than a mosquito bite. In fact, I've just aggressed on all of you by playing it. But
this
no,
might be a worse video than the vaccination Barbie.
You know,
video.
You know how you can defend a mosquito bite, Charlie? You develop tougher skin.
Oh, that was good.
That's pretty good.
About that all day.
No, that just came up right then,
just now.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quick.
But no, seriously. Yeah. Get over it, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things they show were, they were dumb questions. Listen, we all know not to ask a woman how far along she is, okay? Everyone knows not to do that, but that was one
pregnant.
Of them. Yeah, or she's pregnant. Yeah. Exactly.
Or if she plans on having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just don't understand, you know, why people, like, you take things so personally. I just don't get it. Why is it so bad? I mean, I guess I understand. Why is it so bad to ask a woman who's capable of having kids? Like, hey, do you plan on having kids? I get when people are like, why don't you have kids yet? Or whatever. And you're like, well, I don't want kids. What's so wrong with that?
Okay. Get your dumb votes in for the dumb bleeps right now while Charlie's getting his answers from the live group.
Yep, I'm waiting.
We'll go back over what those were. Number one was the Canada accidentally honoring an actual Nazi.
Because, like, well, as a dad, I've been asked if I want more kids by a lot of people.
Yeah.
I never take offense to it. Some days I'm like, I think so. Other days I'm like, oh, I'm happy with one.
Yeah.
Other days I'm like, maybe. Depends.
Anytime I'm out with people and, you know, people come up to you that they ask you to take a picture, I swear, everyone looks at me and they're like, that guy looks like he could take a picture of us right now. Everyone. And I think it's a microaggression because of my Japanese heritage. You know, that's exactly what they see when they look at me. It's like, oh, that guy.
Yep.
He takes a lot of photos. Mm. Okay. Ida B. Oh, I forgot.
So far from the live group, they're saying there's nothing really wrong with it in their opinion.
Okay. Yeah. It can be embarrassing if you ask someone like how far along she is and it turns out.
Yeah, she's not.
Just, well, turns out that she's just, you know, it's not a baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I agree that
you should
that's
ask better questions.
Yes.
You know, definitely should be better questions asked. So here's a comment from a woman that says, "Women gonna women. Everything is personal." I didn't say that. I'm reading.
You read what someone else said.
I'm reading what a self-proclaimed woman
identifies as a woman.
Mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And who has kids and just said women gonna women. Put that on a shirt.
And repeal the 19th.
Yeah, she also said that too.
The second one had to do with the Atlantic versus African slave trade from Nicole Hannah-Jones. Number three was Nina Turner saying rest, vacations, and retirement are human rights, of course, which would have to be provided to you by other humans. But we won't get into that. Number four is the California $20 per hour minimum wage for fast food workers. Number five is the government-ran grocery store in Chicago. I want to see the numbers, folks. I hope this goes through. And I will volunteer my Illinois family's money to pay for it because I need the numbers.
They'll lose the numbers.
Yeah. I guess Chicago people would have to pay for it, but at the end of the day, you know, people in Illinois have to help, you know. Number five, yeah, that was the grocery stores. Number six, weapon detectors, metal detectors could disproportionately affect students of color. Not racist to say something like that, by the way, but could disproportionately affect people. Number seven was Joe Biden agreeing with Trump needing to explain adding $7.8 trillion to the debt. He's added almost $6 trillion. The next one was New Prague School and the mosquito white people microaggressions.
Get your votes in.
A lot of dumb this week.
There's some dumb. Some real dumb stuff. And, of course, honorary dumb was Dianne Feinstein, although she won't be here to accept the award, but we will accept it on her behalf. So that's just an honorary one. So let's get the votes in.
All right. Get your votes in. While you're doing that, please share the show with a friend, family member, and everyone else. Just share it around. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. That's just a free way to support us.
And you said please.
Share the show and then leave us a rating and review. That's as easy as that.
That's so
and
fast.
If you want to spend some inflation dollars, we'll accept them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just go to joingmail.com. If you want to hear all of our pre-show stories, you got to go to joingmail.com or godhatesfeds.com. Either one. There's a link on God Hates Feds, and you can also pick up a
shirt here.
T-shirt.
I just happen to have this one. I like it.
If you're watching, if you're watching the video, you'll see Nate semi-model a shirt.
There we go.
You can get.
I like the logo here on the sleeve. That's nice.
There's other stuff available. Godhatesfeds.com. Go do all that so Nate can eat. You're food insecure right now.
I am.
Until more people sign up.
Exactly.
So cure Nate's food insecurity.
I only eat when I see a t-shirt order come through.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time.
Yep. So let's get Nate some food.
Okay, the winner is that last video right there from New Prague School staff training. White people as mosquitoes is what I call it in the group. But the whole concept of microaggressions gets to be number eight, and that gets to be the dumbest bleep of the week.
Amen.
Great job, everyone. Great job. Join us next week when we talk about something stupid Joe Biden said, a terrible economics idea from Nina Turner, and we destroy socialism all at the same time. It'll be a great time on Liberty Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We will see you then.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.